Congress thinking about another tax deadline. Hello, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. So, have you already buckled down and done your taxes? The clock is ticking, but as American Farm Bureau tax specialist Pat Wolf points out, there's another big tax deadline on the horizon. AFBF's Jonna Miller has the story.
The tax deadline is fast approaching, but there's another big tax deadline that Congress is starting to work on.
There are hundreds of tax provisions that will change at the end of this year unless Congress acts to keep them in place, and it's that process that's starting in Capitol Hill.
American Farm Bureau tax specialist Pat Wolf says farmers and ranchers will be hit especially hard if two of those provisions change as currently planned.
Capital gains tax rates are going to jump 5%. The top rate will go from 15 to 20% at the end of the year. And the estate tax rate will jump from 35 to 55% at the end of the year.
Why do those two taxes have such an impact? Because farming and ranching are so reliant on high dollar assets like land, equipment, and livestock.
That adds up to a lot of money, but not money in the bank. So when a family member dies and a business needs to transfer from one generation to the next, farmers end up paying a big chunk of change in estate taxes just because the way they make their living is capital intensive. We have a $5 million estate tax exemption now. It will go to $1 million at the end of the year. So if you take what you need to run a farm business and you add it up, you can go over $1 million very easily. If you sell a piece of land, you pay capital gains tax, and it makes a big difference what the rate is, whether it's 15 or 20%.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And again, Tennessee lawmakers are working a bill through the General Assembly to raise the state's inheritance tax level to $1.25 million. That bill's scheduled for the House floor on Thursday. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.